If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com.
As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balance chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
1, 2, 3.
And welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day here on Herb Talk. It's all about empowerment. That's what we're going to do. We're going to empower you. And Magical Engineer Frank and I have a great show. Thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. How you doing over there, Frank? You look busy. He's always busy. He's always thinking. He's got his cap on. I've got my herbal armor on, and we're ready to roll. We got a quack report. But before we get all that stuff, we're going to be talking about scientific evidence. Scientific evidence now, first part of the show. Polio vaccine causes harm. This is from science. Yeah, so we're going to cover that. And we didn't cover congestive heart failure last time, and we didn't get to some other things. So hopefully we can get them in tonight. But before we do the quack report and all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform, lifting this nation up in prayer. I'm seeking the Lord's face. I'm minding the time because it grows short. And today's devotional puts us in Matthew 16. It says, "For the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he shall reward every man according to his works." That's right. Luke 12 said, "For there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, nothing hid that shall not be known." Absolutely. So whatever is done in darkness will be revealed in the light. Ooh. So mind the time. Seek the Lord's face, because that is the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, quack report. First, foremost, and last but not least, I know, not too much I want to put in the quacker these days, but this is a landmark Danish study about face masks. People have been asking, you know, do they work, do they not work? Well, this was conducted with 3,000 participants, you know, public, some of them being told where they had a, you know, test group. So they had a clinical trial here in Denmark. It was randomized controlled, in which that's the kind of highest quality scientific evidence trial that you can have. So they had some, well, they were all tested before they did the study. None tested positive for COVID. Half the group had to wear masks, half didn't. These were the disposable masks, the surgical masks that they used for the trial. They had to change them out every 8 hours and get a fresh one. So they got tested then after about a month to check their antibodies for COVID. Final analysis on this whole thing is there's no statistical significant difference, they said, between those who wore masks and those who do not from protecting themselves from being infected with COVID-19. Obviously, 9 other trials looking at the efficiency of the masks. They also found that there's very little to no difference using the masks to protect you from an influenza strain. And the reason is, I used to work in medicine, so surgical staff would wear the masks for surgery because large bacterial particles, you know, are trapped by the mask, but small viral particles are not. So if the surgeon sneezed or coughed, all that stuff wouldn't go into the patient on the OR. So, but they're not effective for viruses. So, actually, a lot of people are having skin issues, skin irritations, and dizziness, and people with congestive heart failure, you know, having issues if they have to wear those all day. So, and I know in a couple states, Frank, like, let's see, Pennsylvania, the governor says, "I want everybody to wear their masks, on mandating masks inside your home and outside your home." And I'm thinking, how are they gonna manage that one, right? How are they going to manage that? For sure. I mean, how do you police someone's home 24/7? Well, you don't. Yes, Frank's pointing out he had to run an additional ad because I was a little tardy today. Sorry, Frank. Are you the principal? He's acting like a principal today. I do apologize. But it was worth the wait because what we're going to talk about is going to be really revealing. So, without further ado, there you go. And that wraps the quack report. Right. Frank says they'll have hall monitors installed in each and every American home. Yeah. Okay. Well, how are you doing with that mask issue, Frank? I don't know. I know Bernie Sanders out of the Cleveland area. He has the longest running radio show up there on WHK. He says, you know, if he goes to, like, let's say a big box store, like a hardware store, if they insist you wear a mask, he goes to the mom and pop hardware store. They don't care. He doesn't have to wear his mask. So, I don't know. Masks are looking to be the equivalent to me as a muzzle, just along with all the social editing that you see and people not being able to share free speech. Well, let's go ahead and get into our segment here on Frank's got something else to say. What, Frank? Oh. Yes, I understand, Frank. Frank has got some issues with the mask. So I think a lot of people have issues with the mask, you know. I don't know. I don't think. I mean, come on. I mean, it's a hop, skip, and a jump to a tador, isn't it? I mean, an accessory, if you will. Hopefully not. But let's talk about the scientific evidence on the polio vaccine for now. So we have heard reports from physicians in the United States and also in Canada that certain vaccines contain pathogens that are not from nature. We're talking about the measles one recently. And these were causing disease outbreaks. So now we have this new study on the polio vaccine and has some serious issues. Where the study researchers themselves reported they were describing the vaccine as, quote, dangerous. Mm. So since the FDA tests nothing, the approval had to come from what would appear to be incomplete, inaccurate, or even fraudulent documents that were submitted by the drug company to the FDA. So we're going to check all this out here. Let's look at the Michigan university study, because the media tends to saturate the masses with reports that vaccines are safe and have eradicated a majority of the childhood diseases. Now, polio is one of the vaccines said to have saved, you know, countless lives from paralysis and death. However, why are vaccinated children now coming down with polio, causing outbreaks of the disease? All good questions. And the researchers at Michigan Medical at the University of Michigan, they set out to answer that. So the scientists felt that surely there would be some reasonable answer, but what they discovered was not what was expected. So we're told that there are two versions of the polio vaccine initially, the dead pathogen version developed by Jonas Salk in 1955, and then the weakened, what they call attenuated, live version of the vaccine developed by Albert Sabin in the 1960s. So Michigan Medicine did what is called a genetic study, and they did this November 2020. And what they discovered is the polio vaccine itself was causing polio to occur. So in the developing areas of the world, they're still using the live version of the vaccine. So one reason we are told it's used is because, you know, that version of the vaccine is an oral dose and it doesn't require refrigeration. Now, what doctors and the media don't tell the people is the live form of the virus is prone to evolve or mutate into a more infectious or virulent form of the pathogen. And this is causing the outbreaks. So what science is seeing is a delayed outbreak several weeks or months after the vaccine is given. Here is a quote from Adam Luring. He's a medical doctor at the Department of Microbiology and Immunology at the University of Michigan. And he says, what our study proved is we could watch the polio pathogen evolve into a more dangerous form in real time. Most of the outbreaks of type 2 polio virus are caused by the vaccine. So, however, it is really not like medical science has been blindsided by this news. Not really. Obviously, Michigan was surprised, but a previous study in Bangladesh, assisted by the University of Virginia, it showed in their stool samples of the children that they were testing, they were being infected with polio after they got vaccinated. So Dr. Luring then wanted to use their study stool samples that were collected on a weekly basis to see how the polio virus changed, how it mutated. So Here's another quote from Dr. Luring. He says, there is a lot of work to be done to understand how a live but weakened virus went back to being a virulent virus again. So what we do not know is what the virus is doing in the first few weeks or months, even after the vaccine is given. So let's see what they did see here. Well, Dr. Luring and his team did see critical mutations take place, and that they were surprised that this was previously investigated, but they never heard about it in science. So that means your pediatrician doesn't know either. So another team of researchers had noted the polio virus becomes virulent again, and nobody knew that happened. So what Dr. Luring's team were able to do is identify the rate of mutation from 1 to 2 weeks in a span. And they also saw that the mutation occurs very quickly inside the host and much faster than it the virus would do it, let's say, in a lab. So the report also stated the researchers did really not believe that this was a more dangerous polio virus or was as contagious. However, the natural form of polio is contagious. So they're saying this more virulent form of mutated polio virus, they didn't think it would be a contagious form, but all forms of polio are contagious, and it does spread through person-to-person contact, and the virus tends to live in the person's throat and intestines. So these outbreaks would have been evident when the vaccine debuted in the 1960s, but they weren't. They didn't occur at all. Therefore, we have to say, we have to conclude, we have to ask, what changes have the drug companies made to the live polio vaccine to have created a more dangerous version of it? Yeah, I mean, because, you know, from the 1960s, if it mutates, it should have been showing up way before now, right? Well, according to Dr. Luring, this work will inform for better ways how we can tinker with the vaccine to maintain it, because it's a very effective one. Tinker. He's tinkering with vaccines. I don't think I like that expression. That kind of seems, risky. You know? I just don't think it's good. Well, let's look at the possible cause. So if the vaccine mutates in the live form, how come it hasn't been doing that when it first came out in the 60s, but now it is? Well, so what could have caused the polio virus to mutate and become more dangerous? Well, in July 2016, the University of Pennsylvania reported on boosting the polio vaccine by manipulating plant proteins. So what they did was use modified plant proteins to enhance the viral protein found in the polio virus. So this adjustment supposedly was to protect people from the three serotypes of the polio. So the definition of a serotype refers to the variations within the polio strain itself. So, however, this tactic also affects human immune system cells involving antigens when they do this protein maneuver. So this research did get published in the July 2016 Plant Biotechnology Journal. And a quote from Dr. Henry Daniel, professor, Department of Biochemistry at Penn School of Dental Medicine. He says, our vaccine provides a solution to deal with polio outbreaks around the world. So I said, what the heck is a dental chemistry scientist working on in virology, right? Well, Professor Daniel provided his plant-based system of chemistry to them to create the vaccine. So here we see the polio vaccine was changed and has been created more severe outbreaks after it gets in the person. So one of the reasons research went to the plant protein option was to supposedly circumvent the transmission of the virus, make it less contagious from person to person. Because whenever you get injected with a virus, you shed that puppy off for about a month, 3 weeks, 2 weeks, something like that. So they were trying to stop the person-to-person shedding of the virus by altering plant proteins, and which influenced the the serotype variations of the polio virus. Uh-huh. You still following me here? I hope you are. Hope you are. Now, in the Plant Biotechnology Journal, July 2016, they said the live attenuated virus of the polio oral vaccine has produced instances where the virus mutates to revert to a more virulent form and cause paralysis. So they've known about this. They've known about this. Now, apparently, the oral version of the polio vaccine did get withdrawn in the United States in the year 2000. And it was replaced with a trivalent version that targets the serotypes of your virus. You know, the plant protein, wonderful thing there. So, therefore, the new polio virus vaccine is using plant proteins to target a polio virus to supposedly induce better immune response and make people not shed the virus and be as contagious. But the science is not using the whole plant food, but is altering the plant proteins, and which is making it more toxic against the virus. And the plant protein used was extracted, get this, from lettuce and tobacco leaves. Now, when you're tinkering with vaccines like this, you can also create an allergy response to plants, just like people have allergy response to eggs if they culture vaccines on eggs. Right? So we got more polio versions of vaccines, though. The Children's Hospital in Colorado they stated that some new polio vaccines were coming in 2016. Okay, so the injected version of the polio vaccine is said to protect 90% of children. That's what they said. So the research appeared in the Lancet Journal, and in that study, they revealed that the organic or natural polio virus has not been seen in patients since 1999. Well, okay, so common sense. Common sense says, okay, so they eradicated the original organic polio strain in 1999, so why are they still inoculating people? Think about it. Therefore, the new polio virus now is a mutated one. And the bivalent, which means it's two forms of the virus, is in this injected polio version, and they use a two-dose vaccine, they say, for a stronger immune response. So you have to get two shots. However, they are also pairing the polio treatment with a new oral form of the vaccine. So who knows? So when back in May 2018, now 2 years later, Massachusetts Institute of Technology, MIT, they created an injectable polio vaccine with nanoparticles. And they stated that it was the new way to eradicate disease. So according to this research at MIT, these nanoparticles allow for multiple doses of the polio vaccine in just one injection. This is how it works. They say you can avoid booster shots this way. So they hope to use this with many, many future vaccines using nanotechnology. And all this research did get published in the May 2018 National Academy of Sciences. So here is what MIT published May 8, 2018. Several years ago, the lab received funding from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation to develop an injectable vaccine that could be given just once, but carry out multiple doses. That's David Koch at MIT. Wow. So there's a problem with the technology, though. Okay. They used a polymer called PLGA, which degrades and then releases the vaccine at different intervals, let's say 25-day intervals after the first delivery goes off. So when this occurs, though, the polymers create a glycolic and lactic acids, which prevent the creation of the correct antibody response in the human. So to try to counter this, they added a positive charge polymer to make it less acidic. So this research is kind of the leading technique in other injectable vaccines like Ebola, HIV, and even pandemic-like pathogens. Kind of looks like Bill Gates is getting his COVID vaccine ready with the nanotechnology and the microneedle Band-Aid vaccine with a tattoo in the micro dye ink tattoo linked to Bitcoin or some cryptocurrency. Well, my point, I guess, is individuals need to educate themselves on what medical science is recommending before they agree to the treatment. Think of it as reading the fine print on the contract. So vaccines are and remain experimental in many ways. So for your toxin-free system, if you have a plan, you might want to call Apothecary Herbs and ask about their whole food, professional strength, herbal cleanses. And they also specialize in immune-boosting and metabolic support formulas. And you'll be amazed how powerful herbs are at cleansing, nourishing, and balancing your system so your body can protect and heal itself. Call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. Their number's toll-free. It's 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. And they have a website, thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. And that's, you know, where your healthcare options just became endless because you have tools and answers. And if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. These are professional-grade formulas that practitioners use, but you can buy direct. So take advantage of their holiday special. It's 25% off for Thanksgiving and Black Friday. It's on orders of $50 or more. And use the coupon code THANKS20, so THANKS and the number 20. But you want to hurry. The sale does end on the 28th of November. But at least get a free product catalog if you're not sure where to start. Look through the catalog. Look at all the information there. They have all the ingredients listed with their formulas as well as counter-regulatory information you may want to be aware of before you make a purchase. Always be educated about it. But if you have any questions or concerns, you can email or call them. Obviously, very available to speak to. So, thepowerherbs.com. And I do apologize. I know a lot of you have left messages for me, and I am just way behind on returning calls. I do apologize. It's been distracting with the storms we've had in our area. We had some wind damage, and so we've been doing a lot of cleanup and stuff, and I do apologize for being slow to get back to you. So I will return calls. It's just one at a time, getting to you one at a time. So if I'm sorry. I hate to disappoint people, Frank, you know. I'll call you back. It's just hopefully tomorrow I'll get to my list and start dialing the phone. Anyways, thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. Okay, so we're going to be talking here. Let's see. I did promise to talk about congestive heart failure. So when we come back from the break, we're going to talk about that. And hopefully we can fit in our bone health topic. But we're going to talk about congestive heart failure since I do get quite a few calls on that. And we'll be right back with that in a moment. Like a bird on the wire, like a drunk in a midnight choir, I have tried in my way to be free. Like a bishop on a hook, like a knife from some old-fashioned hook,
pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. easy to use, and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free, 866-229-3663. For international callers, 704-875-8010. That's toll free, 866-229-3663. Or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
Our prescription for good health? Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson. No insurance card required.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
Alright, Frank. That's bouncy. Wake you up. Alright, we're going to be talking about congestive heart failure because there's a lot of it out there. And, you know, talking with people, bless their hearts, they will not get all the information. Let's put it that way. And a lot of times talking with your health team, it's all about the questions you ask. It's sort of like talking to the government. They don't volunteer a whole lot of information. You got to pull that information out of them. So congestive heart failure affects about 5 million Americans. And every year about 500,000 get that dreaded diagnosis of congestive heart failure. So in Europe, there's about 14 million people with heart failure. And the numbers are rising pretty dramatically. So 20% of the patients that get diagnosed with congestive heart failure usually die within 1 year. Now 50% die within 5 years. And hospitals, you know, they see a lot of congestive heart failure because it's one of the leading causes of hospital admissions with people over the age of 65, and it brings in billions and billions of dollars to the medical industry. So, therefore, the American Heart Association, you know, they're not going to try to educate you on how you can resolve congestive heart failure. So it keeps hospitals in the black, you know, and in this day and age, they need all the money they can get with lockdowns and things. So what is congestive heart failure and what is it not? Well, congestive heart failure does not mean your heart quits working. It means that the valves of the heart are damaged and the heart itself is very weak and can't pump blood normally. So circulation gets slowed down and the blood pressure gets elevated. So there is a decreased supply of oxygen and nutrition to your cells of your body, and the heart tries to compensate by, you know, holding onto more blood, and this causes the heart to enlarge. So, and this makes the chambers of the walls of the heart get stiff and thick. So this is a short-term fix that the body creates, but is short-lived as the walls tend to deteriorate and the heart becomes weaker. So if the person doesn't notice they're in trouble and they need to do something about it, then this short-term fix isn't going to help them. So this all these things eventually affects also your kidneys, because your kidneys try to retain fluid, and then you get swelling in the arms and legs and ankles, and your feet begin to swell because you have fluid retention. The lungs and your other organs, one by one, begin to bloat with excess fluid as well. And soon, the entire body is congested with what they call edema, full of toxins, not enough oxygen, and nutrition. So heart failure is not a consequence of getting old. Okay, it's just common that older people have the condition, but it's not normal. It's common, but not normal. So it is a condition brought on usually sometimes by a birth defect, but that's typically rare. It could be brought on by an infection, okay? Or it could be brought on by lifestyle disease, and a majority of it is lifestyle disease. So in some cases, congestive heart failure isn't from a bad heart, but really from kidneys now not working properly, and it puts more fluid pressure on the heart system. So that could be it as well. So look for the signs of a congestive heart failure that you may experience, things like shortness of breath, even while you're lying down, not exerting. You may also feel tired all the time and feel run down. Your feet, your ankles, and your legs may swell, of course, and if you're going to pick up weight due to the fluid retention, and you may also lack concentration. You may feel fuzzy-headed. So what are some of the causes? Well, several things can damage your heart muscle to make it weak and create heart failure. So a majority of the patients also have what is called coronary artery disease, or CAD. Arteries become blocked and are made stiff and inflexible with a lot of plaque. So the blood supply can barely pass through this system, which starves the heart muscle of oxygen, and it becomes even weaker. Another problem is that you can jumpstart this cascade of events by creating what is called congestive heart failure and having a heart attack. A heart attack can lead to that. So if a coronary artery is blocked, lack of blood flow and oxygen, the heart can be damaged. And if there is drug or alcohol abuse on top of this, or even if there's a heart infection, this can cause blood flow problems and damage the heart, creating what is called cardiomyopathy. Now, an overworked heart due to high blood pressure, thyroid disease, kidney disease, diabetes, heart valve disease, or even heart birth defects can create heart failure as well. If you are unlucky to have more than one of these diseases at one time, this can produce congestive heart failure for sure. What are the medical treatments? Well, your medical doctor is going to prescribe you to rest, get on a low-salt diet, take your cardiovascular drugs like a digitalis, beta blockers, diuretics, and also, you know, watch the fat. Don't eat a high-fat diet. Now, some of the natural approaches over the years by some practitioners have learned that instead of drugs, the body responds to nutrition like magnesium, selenium, omega-3 fatty acids, and a lot of antioxidants. And most individuals with congestive heart failure have gotten to the condition very slowly over time. So it's the recovery to correct the cause of this problem is going to take most cases consistent work for about a year. So physicians experienced in the natural healing area know it's going to be a combination of things that get the person back to better health. And most people with congestive heart failure are overweight. They have a high blood pressure, and they have high cholesterol. They may even have diabetes. They are eating the wrong foods and are generally sedentary. Okay, people just don't notice things. I mean, you can notice things by tweaking your diet. You can just, in a day or two, you notice things. You can notice if that food or beverage agitates your system or doesn't. So you need to be sensitive to how the body reacts to what you're putting in the body. So now this approach, this natural healing approach, also produces a lot of your weight loss and further removing your stress on the organs. So you get this cascade of reversal of what's been building. Now, a lot of juice flushing with your citrus and vegetable juice is going to fast-track live nutrition and enzymes into the system without the heavy bulk of food that the system would normally have to deal with using a lot of energy. So you're going to get the nutrition, enzymes, and energy out of the juice, and your body is not going to work as hard to get it. Now, this will offer about a 50% improvement almost immediately within 1 to 2 months if you just do some juicing. Now, if a patient goes strictly vegetarian, they can do that too. You want to be careful there. You want to balance your diet. You want to make sure you also get enough protein out of your vegetables, and we can talk about that in a minute. Now, the other 50% tend to gradually, over time, with the next 6 months, will do their organ cleanses to remove toxic blockages, as well as a lot of herbs to stimulate function of the organs, to balance blood pressure and strengthen the cardio system and help stabilize that blood pressure better. Next, you may add some soft and gradually build up aerobic exercise, gradual pace, and some people make the mistake to thin the blood. They want to drink less fluids. That's how they think they're going to thin the blood. But that's not the case. More fluids are required to help flush a lot of the gunk out of the system so you can function normally again. So if the body hoards fluid, it's a sign of dehydration and improper balance of trace minerals. That's what it is. Okay. So if the body's hoarding fluids, that's what it is. Now, speaking about plant proteins, spirulina is one of the, and chlorella are these blue-green algaes that offer a lot of protein. They send it up in the space with the astronauts, so they have protein. And it's low fat, and it's about it's the equivalent as if you ate a steak, but without all the fat. So a lot of plant proteins are excellent for this problem. Now, so basically what we're talking about, if you want to reverse a condition like this that isn't from, you know, a birth defect or an infection, really, then we want to look at the lifestyle. Lifestyle is the culprit. And you want to change the lifestyle, get to a healthy one, and never look back. A lot of times people can switch to the Mediterranean diet, and it's a lovely diet, a lot of fish, and they're very low meat, okay, not a lot of meat. Americans eat too much meat, a lot of omega-3 fatty acids in that diet, and over there in Mediterranean, I've said it over and over again, they have hardly any cases of cancer, diabetes, or heart disease because of how they eat. So some of the herbs that I like to use to help kickstart some strength in the cardio are hawthorn berries. They have a lot of flavonoids in them, which tend to bind to the heart cell muscles. And the heart muscle cells there, and because the heart requires less oxygen and blood to function normally if you got hawthorn berries. Now, if you have congestive heart failure, if I had it, I would personally use about 1 to 2 teaspoons or even more of hawthorn berries every day, because if you're behind the eight ball, you're going to need more than your average dose. You can mix it with a little bit of liquid cayenne for circulation, and that's wonderful. And this alone will, you know, buy you some time while you get stronger with your diet. Next, you want to do your organ cleanses. Start with, you know, your bowel cleanse, work up to the blood system. The folks at Apothecary Herbs can give you more information on that. And your chances of having a heart attack now are pretty slim. Okay? So you've switched the lifestyle, what was congesting the system and causing the problem. So you want to keep taking your hawthorn berries and your cayenne for blood pressure and maybe some other herbs for cardio strength and metabolistic strength. You can do that. One of the things I tend to look at is Celtic sea salt because it is a whole food salt. It's not just sodium chloride, so it doesn't promote hypertension. But it does give you the minerals the body's starving for. And you got to have minerals in order not to have edema or dehydration because water and salt in the human body counter-regulate each other. So with the foods being 50% deficient in minerals, you're going to have to put those electrolytes back somehow. And not by drinking Gatorade. 84 microminerals in Celtic sea salt. Amazing stuff. This is going to help with any swelling in your extremities. And it's also going to help you lose the fluid retention you have because it can help drain the edema out of there. If you still have persistent edema, I like to use Lobelia as a natural diuretic, and you'll find that. It's called the relaxation formula. The folks at Apothecary Herbs call it the relaxation formula. So you've got some also natural forms for pain relief there, and you've got a lot of support through your medicinal plants, and a lot of your medicinal plants that have a lot of power, a lot of alkaloids, are going to be on the bitter side or the hot side, and your hot herbs are going to move blood. You're going to need to move blood. So you can usually throw your doses in juice or water and something room temperature or cold, and you won't notice they're there. Put them in your smoothies or your juices that you're juicing, and you'll be amazed how you can get this together. White coats, they don't get stuff together. They just prescribe until you don't have a pulse anymore. So definitely look into that. They have a cardio section on thepowerherbs.com. It's in their catalog, in their table of contents. Get empowered. That's what I say, get empowered. Now, a lot of people say, well, I'm already on all these meds. I've had this problem for a while. Well, if it were me, I can't give medical advice, but if it were me, I would get off those drugs one at a time with a very gradual weaning process. And as you wean, you also strengthen. So you strengthen the cardio. Your drugs are highly toxic, and they on a metabolic level, they're not good for you. Chemist Sean Ellison, he wrote the book Over-the-Counter Natural Cures, explains in a very easy-to-understand language how these cardio drugs break down your cells, and you feel like you're falling apart because you are. Sean Ellison, Over-the-Counter Natural Cures, I would get that book. If you have congestive heart failure, get that book. Okay, so we're going to shift gears. So if you have congestive heart failure, you've got some tips there. You got some homework, basically. But you can do it. I often say popping pills from the drug company is a lazy man's medicine. You don't do any work. You're relying on the drugs to do it. They're not going to do it. After a while, the drugs don't work and the system collapses. If you're on any of these cardio drugs, as Sean Ellison says in his books, it promotes congestive heart failure chemically. That's what they do. So you just got to be careful. Read that fine print. Investigate your medication. All right, we're going to talk about bones and bone drugs. I don't know how many times I get a call, Frank, from ladies, bless their hearts, that they've been told they have bone issues. They've had a bone density scan or something. And their doctor wants to put them on all these drugs. And bless their hearts, they're being smart. They look them up, maybe on WebMD or somewhere else, and they go, you know, I didn't like what I read about that drug. Well, everybody wants to have strong bones, and everybody can have strong bones. And the way you get strong bones is from eating plants because of minerals in them. So that's how the cow has strong bones. He eats grass. Okay? So we can learn from that. Now, if you stop by a store and you want to look at supplements for, let's say, strong bones, you're going to see bone meal, which is really just ground up cow's bone. Or you may see other forms of calcium supplements that really have seashells in them, or dolomite, which is ground up rocks, as a calcium source. Those aren't going to be the kind of calcium your body wants. Your body wants calcium from plants because that's how we were designed. Just like the cow was designed to get it from plants, we're designed to get minerals from plants. So a lot of calcium supplements are just isolated calcium citrate with a little extra vitamin D thrown in there. These are synthetic chemicals, and they're not going to strengthen your bones because the buffer alkaloids and other minerals necessary are missing. So this explains why, you know, people are taking all this stuff and drinking all this milk and eating all this yogurt, and they still have bone problems. Wrong kind of calcium. So the Osteoporosis Foundation noticed a decline in the number of patients who are using their bone health treatments and their newest drugs. So a lot of people aren't buying into it, right? So patients are often prescribed these bone drugs for a minimum of 3 to 5 years. But according to a report at the Osteoporosis Foundation, physicians are taking patients off the bone drugs prematurely. So they should be on them longer. So when they ask the physicians, why are you taking them off the drugs, they're saying that the benefits didn't outweigh the side effect risks, and so they took the patients off the drugs. And, of course, that report got published in the October 2015 Journal of Osteoporosis International. Yeah, some of the side effects of the bone drugs are digestive problems, pain, bone pain, flu symptoms, low calcium levels, kidney malfunction, skin rashes, shortness of breath, confusion, the development of osteoporosis from the drugs that are supposed to protect you from it. So according to Loyola University Medical School in Illinois, some of the drugs from bone health actually put patients at risk of bone fracture. Research did get published in a 2016 Journal of Current Geriatrics Reports, revealing your orthopedic surgeons are reporting an unusual occurrence of thigh bone fractures. So the drugs are doing that. So hormones, a lot of times they give people hormones. This is a University of Buffalo report. Research promoting hormone replacement drugs to help women. But basic clinical studies, they said, have shown that estrogen can, they say, prevent bone loss and reduce the incidence of bone fracture. But, you know, this hormone replacement is tricky business. And you need to read the fine print on those things, please. And my reaction to using hormone replacement drugs is a flat no, and no is a complete sentence. The body is quite able to produce hormones in the right amounts for your time of life through the endocrine system. So instead of giving yourself artificial hormones, why not feed the endocrine system so it can make those hormones for you? So there's nutrition lacking for it to do that. So, of course, we talked about cow's milk not being the right form of calcium. It's lacking boron and magnesium so the body can absorb the calcium. So getting real calcium is kind of a chore if you don't know what you're looking for. Look for whole food supplements that contain what's required for the uptake mineral nutrition of the calcium. So if you don't have that ratio, that calcium, boron, magnesium, 2-to-1 ratio, your body's not going to absorb the calcium. You can just forget it. Here's a quote from David Goetzman. He's a director of McGill's Calcium Research at McGill University, Montreal, Canada. He said, the calcium goes places in the body, and excessive amounts stimulate unnatural accelerated cell division or osteoplasts, causing high bone turnover. So bone spurs, kidney stones, stuff like that. So calcium, when it gets absorbed, can create, if it's not in a balanced form, can create these problems. And even, you know, if you got plaque in your arteries, it can stick to that and really cause a strong arterial blockage. So here's some foods with real calcium. Spinach, sardines, figs, oranges, turnip greens, broccoli, your green leafy vegetables, okay? There are some also herbs that are high in the calcium-boron-magnesium ratio that the body likes. Horsetail, comfrey, oat straw, lobelia, a wonderful blend of these herbs. And the folks at Apothecary Herbs have a liquid plant-based calcium formula. And the chemistry is done by nature. God did that. Can't improve on what God made. I mean, you just cannot reinvent that wheel. That copyright is set in the foundations of the world. And there's just nothing that can better it. So trust in it. And you'll be amazed in a few months. Your bones will be well again. A lot of times the American Indians use comfrey leaf to, they called it bone knit. That's what the American Indians called it, because they would use it when they broke a bone so that the bone would set properly and heal quickly. And it's because of the calcium, boron, magnesium in the plant. So, the thing is, you know, modern medicine can't take what nature has made. They have to change it to patent it to make money from it. But there's a big disservice in that. And if we just trust in God's herbs are here for the service of man, the healing of the nations, we do so much better. We aren't on drugs. We aren't having to, have blood work drawn every few months because we're on drugs that are so toxic it can kill our liver. So we don't have those problems. Yeah. If we look after, we could be good stewards of our lifestyle. Stop eating the prepackaged garbage and the convenience foods and the fast foods. Stop eating that stuff. You'll be amazed once you get off of that stuff. If you ever had a taste of it, you'd spit it out because it tastes so awful. You can taste the chemicals in the refined oils. You can even grab some peanuts that have salt on them. And you can taste the nasty oils on that. So it's just retraining your taste buds to getting healthy, vitamin, nutrient-rich foods in the system and watching the body respond. The body does respond quickly once you get the nutrition in it because that's how it's designed to regenerate and heal itself. So call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They have a toll-free number. Get their catalog. You'll be amazed what you could do with the tools in there. 866 229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com is the web address. ThePowerHerbs.com. Do sign up for their online newsletters. If you do the internet and have email, they send out newsletters twice a week, the American Survival and the Health Quest newsletter. And they're full of information that will empower you, definitely, for the better. And it's free. And you can pass it on to your family and friends, and they'll enjoy it as well. So thepowerherbs.com, 866-229-3663, and be empowered out there. Yes, and as we come up to the Thanksgiving holiday, take advantage of their sale, 25% off orders of $50 or more. Use the coupon code THANKS20, for short for Thanksgiving, and you can use it over the phone, on your order form, or on the internet. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice, if you dare, from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.